Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
But what if Tar Heel athletes took the paper classes and did their own work? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. So now we have the numbers. More than 3,000 paper classes were offered over some number of years between 1993 and 2011. And about 47% of the students who took them were athletes. The classes were clearly fraudulent because an accredited professor did not approve them, teach them, or grade them. But what we don't know is how many of those classes were taken by students and student athletes who did whatever work was assigned to the best of their abilities. If students sign up for a so-called easy class, go to that class and find out that it is really easy. Do they drop the class? No, that's why they signed up for the course in the first place. They take the class, do the work, and get a grade. If, say, an athlete showed up at an AFM class, got an assignment from someone he or she thought was a true professor, and it turned out to be, write a paper on the education of Martin Luther King. How hard is that? The student does the research on where Dr. King went to school and college, and turns in that paper. That both the class and the assignment were total jokes, whose fault is that? In fact, I think that because the so-called paper classes were so easy, the great majority of athletes didn't even need legal help in doing the work. Is that something for which the NCAA should punish athletes? And how can it ever find out how many did the easy assignments on their own and how many got a tutor, friend, or fraternity brother to write the papers for them? That's the conundrum the NCAA will find itself in if it tries to unravel the question of what kind of work did the students enrolled in these paper classes really do. There is no question that Debbie Crowder orchestrated and went against university policy and broke every rule imaginable. But that is an institutional problem, isn't it? That bogus system is on UNC, not the students or student-athletes who took those classes and did whatever assignments they were given. And even if an athlete got an A on a paper that really deserved a C, isn't that on the teacher and not for the NCAA to decide? That's why, in the end, UNC may be facing a huge fine for lack of institutional control for offering such classes to athletes, but athletics escapes without further sanctions. This is Archansky. See ya.